NPR South America correspondent Martin Costi was recently in that city and sent us this audio postcard from the Plaza de Mayo. As he explains, the square is considered the most important place in Argentine politics.
The Plaza de Mayo makes it a lot easier to cover Argentina's occasional political upheavals. If there's something important happening in the country, it's probably happening here. On a recent Saturday afternoon, a couple of self-styled audio artists set up speakers around the plaza and played back the sounds of the riots, the marches, and the voices of the leaders who once addressed the nation from the pink presidential palace on the east end of the plaza. The most familiar voice, of course, is that of Juan Perón. 75-year-old Ligia Mendez listens to the recorded speech with her eyes closed. It takes her back to the days when huge crowds gathered under the balcony of the populist president.
Perón, 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 qué grande sos, mi general, cuánto vales.
Americans don't have one central place that's as politically and emotionally charged as the Plaza de Mayo is for Argentines. It's as if the Kent State shootings, Nixon's resignation, and the civil rights marches all took place on the same city block. This plaza was even bombed in 1955 by military officers trying to dislodge Perón from power. During the dictatorship of the late 1970s and early 80s, the plaza was gradually taken over by the shawl-wearing mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, who silently held up the pictures of the sons and daughters who'd been disappeared in the dirty war. More recently, the plaza was filled by citizens banging on pots and pans to show their displeasure with President Fernando de la Rúa. He ended up resigning and leaving by helicopter in order to avoid the angry crowds gathered here. Today's plaza bears the scars of its history. The monuments are chipped, and some of the palm trees have been blackened by fires set by protesters. Buenos Aires resident Ligia Costa says she went several decades without coming to the plaza for fear of being sucked into the political convulsions of the day. But she says she couldn't stay away any longer.
I feel Argentine here. I used to come as a pupil for the military parades, okay? And I felt so happy. I felt Argentine here.
Argentines live for politics. And when it comes to politics, this battered plaza is Argentina. Martin Costi, NPR News.